views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the co-founders of QuantumTechniques.com, and you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour as we have a very special and honored guest here with us today. This is Guy Finley. And Guy Finley, for those of you who don't know, you're in for a real treat today. Guy is the best-selling author of over 40 books and audio programs on self-transformation and consciousness. Guy's works have sold over 1 million copies worldwide and have been translated into many languages around the globe. Guy is the founder and director of Life of Learning Foundation, and this is a center for self-study located in Merlin, Oregon, where Guy gives talks that are open to the public 4 days a week. And if you haven't been to Life of Learning Foundation, we highly recommend that. We're going to, Stephen and I will talk about that a little bit today as well. I would really like to tell Guy that your work has brought me to a level personally of freedom and joy and happiness and really feeling like I know how to live life much better from a much more stress-free place than I've ever been before. So this is the way to a higher life in my opinion. So Guy, I want to welcome you to our show today.
Hi, Beth. Thank you. Hi, Stephen.
Yes, it's great to have you here. I'd like to just share something. And I think Beth said it, but I just want to add, you know, not that your work's important at all, but I would say that I spend probably 6 to 7 hours per week between reading your work and your mentor, Vernon Howard, and watching the DVDs you produce and listening to your training and things that are available on your website. And that's been incredibly valuable and transformative, but I do want to talk about TIPS, which is your Talks in the Pines that you do every June there in Merlin.
Right.
And, you know, I've gone for 3 years, and about 2 months after the first TIPS, I got up one day, and that voice in my head that had an opinion about everything, and had something to say about every thing I could imagine in the future, was gone. And it's like Beth could look at me and she could tell something was different. It never came back. After the second TIPS, about 2 months later, I told Beth something's coming and it has to do with time. I don't know what that means. And all of a sudden I got up one day and it's like I really would have to work to worry about the future. I'd really have to consciously try to do it. It was gone. And after my third one, about 2 months later, I said, there's something else coming. It has to do with time. I don't know what that means. And it downloaded, and it's like, I am very much separated from the thinking self I knew, and I have to work to get into that space. It's more just being present and seeing things, being aware. And within that journey myself, I have less physical pain because I have some old injuries and things than I've had my entire life. And that ability to open up and say, I don't really have the answers, just give me more light, has absolutely transformed not only our personal lives, but the work we do in our entire, Quantum Techniques team. So I just want to thank you for being a conduit for that truth and wisdom.
Well, you know, of course, as we've spoken through the years, I always appreciate the kind words. You know, I do. And you also know that I'm the first one to say that this whole work that I'm doing and that you're studying and working with yourselves in your own practices is really a kind of discovery road in which it isn't that an individual winds up arriving someplace as much as it is that he or she begins to recognize and release the contradictions that have been in place in their own consciousness that not only didn't they know were active and misguiding them, but that by their very existence in this consciousness prohibit a very natural and necessary for healing and growing alignment. Because as I'm often teaching, everything that you and I will ever experience, Beth, Steve, listeners, everything we will ever experience, the heights of some bliss, the glory of some wisdom, and the depth of some darkness or pain, every last thing is already a part of our consciousness. It isn't a question of developing those qualities. We don't create the conditions under which suddenly we, in quotes, manifest these things. What we do as aspirants to the higher life is that we, little by little, become conscious of these contradictions in our own hearts and minds that stand in the way of this natural flow, that prohibit the light that is in the beginning, all that is good and true, from revealing within us as instruments and reflections of that light the same qualities. So it really is just as strange as it sounds. I often tell the students here, all of this work is so that you can simply one day know that you're sitting here listening, watching, and receiving. Right now, that's all it's for, because if we can be present enough in that presence, that very awareness will not only prohibit the entrance into us of something that interferes with our life, but it'll also integrate us in a new way so that a new wholeness that's already a part of us can be brought to the forefront, and this separative, broken nature, this divided nature can retreat and be in its proper place, not destroyed, but put into its proper order.
Well, for me, I had to not only be willing to accept, but to start welcoming that divine light of truth and accept and welcome its insults to my ego.
That's a way of putting it.
and the more, quote, successful or degreed you are, the harder it is to be willing to take that journey because you already have all the answers.
Yes. When we talk about awakening and realizing ourselves, I think one of the most important things to do is to ground ourselves so that we have a real basis by which we can look at ourselves and our experiences in life and use them as they're taking place. That's why I often say, and it's even the topic of our conversation today, is change is now or it's never. If we're not present to ourselves, even as we're speaking, as you're listening, then we are off in a certain area of the mind that is listening and analyzing and comparing. But that analytical, comparative, divided mind, it can have no revelation. And the basis of all healing, no matter what level it's at, is through the very beautiful gift we've been given as human beings to realize that we are literally instruments of revelation. I'm not getting biblical here. What I'm saying by revelation, I mean that the purpose of every moment in our life when we're talking with each other, sitting, having our coffee, reading a magazine, or doing some self-study, is so that that moment and our relationship with it can touch us in such a way that we are conscious of what the moment is revealing to us about ourselves in that moment. That is what the touch of God, if you want, the touch of the divine, notwithstanding the idea of grace and glory and bliss, but on a real moment-to-moment basis, is this ability to recognize that what I'm being shown about myself in this moment is something that I can't discover outside of the moment that reveals it. So I learn to treasure the moment and what it reveals, so-called good or bad, because in that moment of revelation, of self-illumination, I am suddenly brought into an awareness of parts of myself that prior to that moment, that touch, I would have never known were there.
Yes.
And that marvelous moment of revelation that is the same as integration can be called healing. It can also be called going within. It can also be called ascending, being made whole, because all of those attributes are connected to that kind of beautiful celestial communion that takes place when we are present to what life wants to show us about ourselves in that moment.
And we're going to have to take a fast break. Beth's got something to say, and then come back to this.
Sure.
Well, just to tell everyone to please stay tuned. We're getting on a roll here into this wonderful topic about changes now or never. So we'll be right back.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. And our guest today is Guy Finley, who's talking with us about change is now or never. And before we continue with Guy, we want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Guy and Guy's foundation. The website is guyfinley.org, and Finley is F-I-N-L-E-Y. And there you can get many free gifts, and just some of those gifts are a free 60-minute MP3 that's entitled 5 Steps to Make You Fearless, free access to Wisdom Library, there's a free weekly email newsletter, free MP3 of sacred music, and a free ebook called 30 Keys to Change Your Destiny. Guy, let's continue to explore this topic of change is now or never. As we were thinking about this today, I was reminded of many of my clients who tend to have, you know, physical health issues or emotional health issues, kind of running the gamut of human experience. And they often will say, well, I'll change some things in my life once I feel better and all of my symptoms are gone. Or I'll let go of this resentment once I feel better and my symptoms are gone. The truth is, change is now.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, there's always this fine line that seems to exist, because there's no question that, you know, given time, most of what's wrong with the human body is going to take care of itself. We are created with a body whose intelligence really transcends everything we know still. It's a miraculous instrument. And if that's true, which it is, then that means that what impedes that healing isn't the body acting against itself by itself. It means that somewhere along the line, the one who needs the healing has become, without understanding how, in a conspiratorial relationship with their own interior conflict, with their own absence of healing. There's just no question about it. And it takes so many different forms that eventually, when a person has lived out a pattern, which I'll discuss in a moment, where the first thing that they experience when they open their eyes is the dread of the day, the regret of having to spend another waking minute with some impossible pain, the gloomy prospect of no future that doesn't involve being impaired in some way. I mean, we recognize these conditions because, and I speak for myself, I know what it's like to have major physical problems. But the bottom line is that if a person is going to be healed, it has to begin from the inside out. Healing is from the inside out, not the outside in. And what that means relative to what you said, Beth, is that people say, well, first, you know, I want a little evidence that this healing is going to take place, then I'll get on board.
Right.
That means the individual has an ideal in mind some comparative process by which I'm in 50 points of pain today, and if you get me to, if I can get to 35 points instead of 50, then I'll take the rest of the journey. And that's not how it works. The real healing begins as we begin to recognize that there are indeed, and I'll illustrate one of these, things within us that we don't understand that actually do not want to heal. It's very difficult for a person who's been sick, short time or long time, to imagine that there is a certain level of self, an identity, that exists for the sole purpose of ensuring that we remain suffering so that we can remain hating our condition. So, quick idea, listeners, write this down. It is healing in itself, and then I'm sure Beth, Stephen, and I will investigate it. Resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance. Resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance. What does this mean? It means the more you resist not wanting to feel the way you do, the greater the feeling you don't want grows. Not wanting to feel the way you do ensures that that feeling of not wanting that is going to not only increase, but strengthen itself. Next main idea, resistance, no matter how it appears in us, guarantees that we don't heal. You cannot resist a condition and be healed of it at the same time. It is impossible. Here's the simple logic, if you can follow it. Resistance seems, when we're full of not wanting to feel the way we do, as if somehow we're going to separate ourselves from this condition. I don't want it, and therefore the I, the sense of myself, that's trying to push this pain away, this predicament away, that sense of myself pushing this away, I actually believe that I'm creating a distance between myself and that dark state. But the truth is, when you push on something, in fact, let's do it, Stephen, Dan, Steve, Beth, help me with this, okay? Take your left hand. Everybody do this. Your left hand is going to represent the sickness, the unwanted feeling, the unwanted condition. That's what your left hand represents. Your right hand is going to represent the you that doesn't want that and that is going to resist it and push it away. So take your right hand, which is the you that wants what it imagines health and happiness is. The left hand is the unwanted condition. And now go ahead and with your right hand, this self that's going to, you know, doesn't want it, push against your left hand. Push it away. What happens when this idea of what I don't want pushes against the thing that I say? What happens?
It meets resistance.
Well, does the pressure increase or decrease when you're pushing?
Well, it increases, and then you become the awareness of that moment.
That's right. You become identified with the increased pressure. And so the more you press, meaning the more you resist, the more you are actually identifying and creating the very pain that you say you don't want. But the real issue here is that when you are identified with that pain and aware only of what you don't want, that means you are unaware of the actual condition. And we know that healing only takes place through integration. No integration, no healing. So the more I separate myself from this pain, this condition, by not wanting it, wishing I weren't the way I am, that I didn't have to feel this way, the more I do that, even though it feels like something that's true, it is producing exactly the opposite condition. It's strengthening the identification with what's not wanted. And in that strengthening identification, I'm actually producing the impossibility of the integration that I need so that this natural healing can take place, wherein I discover that wholeness is just waiting for me to enter into it, for it to act again with me instead of me trying to make myself whole through some form of resistance and negative action.
Well, you know, years ago, I was a clinical psychologist specializing in medical issues and did a lot of hypnotherapy. And this really resonates with this, because what we found is if somebody had a repeating pain syndrome, if you can create hypnotic amnesia, then you could reduce their suffering by 70%. Because if I've got a pain right now, okay, if I look at my suffering, a third of that is remembering the last pain experience that resonates with this.
Right.
A third of that is imagining it's going to continue or get worse. And a third of it's actually what I'm experiencing. So that if I can just stop my resistance, meaning my story, and, oh, this is just an experience of pain. No story about it. Not, I'm the worst pain patient that's ever been, or, oh, it's my headache, or whatever that is. Oh, I have experience of discomfort. No story, no resistance. Then it's free to leave.
Yes, then what happens is the healing isn't being interfered with by a self that fears it won't heal.
Right. And then you said a key word there very quickly, and that's the word fear, because that is then what drives these ongoing non-healing states
yes.
in almost everyone we work with.
Yes, absolutely.
We're heading to our next break, and I'd like to explore that topic of the role of fear a little more when we get back and continue on this discussion of change being now or never.
Yes, and of course, listeners, if you go to guyfinley.org, there's a year's worth of free material on fear alone at guyfinley.org.
Thank you.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and we're here today with Guy Finley, and he's talking with us about change is now or never. And right before break, we were also talking briefly about the role of fear, and I know we could go on for multiple shows about the role of fear and how that blocks healing. Steve, was there something else you wanted to share about that before we cut off on the break?
Well, you know, and this gets back to our topic, change is now forever. Fear always involves living in some other time zone than now. Fear always involves the false assumption of our Western concept of time versus, and which always involves separation. Suffering always involves separation, always involves moving out of the present moment. So, you know, Guy, what would you say about that?
Well, it's... Here's the thing. Again, this is something that the listeners may want to write down because it's a pivotal idea in this study of ours. There can be no psychological fear. It doesn't exist without negative imagination. Period. Anytime you find yourself in fear, thinking about what tomorrow's going to bring, looking back over your past and fearing that you missed some opportunity, projecting that you will never be able to do the things you used to do because of a circumstance or a pain. If you look at that moment, you will see that you are in negative imagination. The mind, stimulated by some association, could be a passing event, could be something you see in your house, or it can just be a thought that passes through. The mind is stirred into giving an evaluation, giving a meaning to that stirring, to that thought, that picture, that event. And as it begins to attribute meaning, you can see my mind is actually projecting a negative future. It's projecting a terrible, painful picture. Now, the mind is asleep to itself. When it projects this negative outcome, it then looks at the negative image it has projected, and it goes, oh my God, now what? And it begins to resist its own projection. Now we're caught in the circle of this resistance, which ensures my attention is on the thing I don't want, which means the self that did the imagining is now being strengthened by the resistance. So no negative imagination, no fear. I don't need powers, Steve and Beth. I need to stop agreeing to be powerless when my mind begins to make this negative projection. We're just so familiar with allowing that bad habit to take place, we don't know what else to do.
Well, you know, Guy, there's a research, physiological research on skydivers to look at the same issue. And they've shown that their anxiety peaks right before they sign up for the skydive. In other words, all their imagination.
Yeah.
And then they get on the plane, but once they actually jump out of the plane, because they put monitors on them, in other words, once they're in the present moment out of the plane, they're not thinking about what's going to happen next. They're just in the moment. Guess what? Their anxiety levels and their stress levels are the lowest since they've actually contemplated going on the jump. That's an exact physiological study that duplicates all the principles you're talking about.
And what's so empowering about this, once we begin to understand it, and I wanted to say something here, listeners. the degree to which you are willing to learn what is new and true about yourself is the degree to which this awakening, this healing, this illumination, call it what you will, takes place. Because we, without knowing it, live from a mind that is chock full of old purposes and false beliefs, patterns that have been established literally for millennia in this present consciousness, that only know how to do certain things mechanically and to anticipate an idealized end born of resisting an unwanted condition. We must learn to not only embrace this new knowledge, but then act on it. So let me do something here, Steve and Beth, so the listeners have a simple way in which to begin working with some of what we're talking about. In any given moment, and this is something here in Southern Oregon I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, two opportunities exist. Every moment, we are presented with the touch of life. It could be something so small we don't see it. It can be looking outside the window as I am. The sun has just come out, and it's a glorious late winter morning or afternoon. Could be my wife coming down and bringing a bill or some news. Could be a phone call. Any little touch. And in that moment, we are brought into a certain awareness of ourselves that is produced by life touching us, and we experiencing that touch through a kind of natural resistance. We are passive to an active movement. Now, not to make this complex, in the moment where life touches us, where we feel that sudden fear or stress or worry, we can do one of two things. We can allow our old nature, this old self, to deflect the impression, to deflect the moment. Or we can agree to what the moment reveals to us about ourselves in the moment. The choice is deflection, which is born of resistance, or reflection, which leads to integration and realization. It really is that simple. So here I am, here comes a thought or feeling, and it starts to talk to me as it always has. Oh my God, you know, this is going to be like this. This is not, things are bad, they're going to get worse. Can I in that moment realize, is this thought or feeling something that is actually helping me, or is it stealing from me? Is it serving me in any way whatsoever to resist, reject, or resent my condition? Does it do anything other than produce a familiar feeling that at least I know myself through, when the alternative is in the moment of that onset of that familiar painful pattern, instead of allowing old thoughts, questions about what's going to happen with this and that, instead of allowing that deflection to take place, will I agree to the reflection in that moment? In other words, look at what is being revealed in this moment about my old nature. There's a part of me that at first drop of a hat wants to hate, wants to regret, wants to fear. If I can be present to that nature instead of identified with it, I will see through this new light, this awareness, this self is killing me. It doesn't want to heal. It wants to regret. It wants to resist. The awareness of my nature as it appears to me does for me what nothing else can do, which is reveal to me, and that's where the healing takes place. Because once you understand that you've been identifying with something that really just wants to drag you back through another painful pattern, you're done with that order of yourself, and the healing begins.
Well, and without that stance of revelation, you're just recycling the same level of thinking that brought you your current level of suffering.
Yes.
So if you don't stop and pause and just wait for that, I'll say, divine connection, then all you're doing is recycling the same belief systems that you acquired usually before the age of five. You're not even living your own life. You're living somebody else's life.
resistance,
and they're guaranteed to relive their suffering.
Yes, Steve. Resistance at all levels, psychologically, is the seed of reincarnation, the seed of repetition. Resistance is the seed of repetition, not what it seems to be, which is separating me from my pain. A wish that I wasn't this way somehow is going to produce a change in the way I am. It's not true. You don't need to wish to be different. You need to work to be aware of the parts of yourself that actually don't want to be different.
And that can always happen now.
Right now. If it's not, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, I want to share one more time Guy Finley's website, which is guyfinley.org, G-U-Y-F-I-N-L-E-Y.org, with multiple free gifts on MP3s and e-books for everyone to check out. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll continue our conversation about changes now or never.
One, two, three.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back on with Guy Finley discussing change is now or never. And Guy, I want to mention something and get your feedback on this.
Sure.
Coming out of work with clients and, you know, people with chronic illness or relationship problems, addiction. Oftentimes people will say, well, thank you for pointing that out to me. I'll do something different next time. I'll try that next time, or I'll look at this differently next time.
Well,
what would you say to that?
I would say, of course, and I'm glad that you're willing to try something new. And there are, we can understand, there are higher and lower points in everyone's path. You know, sometimes we get up and maybe a bad eating habit or some pain that we've got, we wake up and, you know, hey, I don't have to suffer from doing what I did last night. So we're not even thinking about the condition. And then, of course, we'll do what we know we ought not, or exacerbate a condition. And suddenly, there it is. There's the pain. And now I'm terribly interested in healing myself. What we want to do with people who say, I'll try that next time, is say, good, this is good. But can we see that this is next time right now? There isn't a question of this idea. The mind delivers an image of a time to come when an action will be better. That mind that lives in time doesn't know anything at all about healing. It only imagines healing and what it needs to do to acquire the condition imagined. We need to really, I was just saying at the break to you guys, the real work for ourselves and everyone else is understanding there is no later when it comes to being awake and present, living in this presence moment in its energy. I must begin to understand that, so I start to value being present more than I do anything else that I'm doing. I can sit here in my house and be present to myself while I'm doing certain other things. I'm making my lunch when we're done. I can be present to myself when I'm making my lunch. We can learn what it means to really need to be present to ourselves by becoming conscious of what happens to us when we are in the wanting of a nature divided in time. The more we need to be present, the more we will be present. We experience what we value. Changing values requires changing the nature that holds the present set of values, and only self-observation, awareness of ourselves, can do that.
Yeah, coming back to that present moment in gratitude, it sounds so simple, but you know, that present moment in gratitude is that announcement to the divine that you're ready for another blessing.
Well, you know what? If we just actually bring ourselves back, let's do it, listeners. Bring yourself completely back into your body. Be aware of yourself seeing what you're looking at. I call it see the seer. Learn what it means to be aware of yourself seeing. So you're in your body and you're looking out of your body. You're present. If I'm actually doing that, that's the only act the divine needs. I don't need to be grateful for what I see. My willingness to be the instrument of that seeing and the revelation and the integration that takes place actually fulfills my purpose in life. Then, if I'm actually fulfilling my purpose, Steve, Beth, moment to moment, if you will, being this instrument of this higher seeing and the integration it produces, then the rest of my life, everything's answered for me. I'm not afraid of what's coming because I understand I'm made to see it. I'm made to receive it, and I'm made to release it. There is no such thing, spiritually speaking, as any moment that an individual can be inadequate to, because the only moment we meet is what we're aware of. If I can be aware of the whole in the moment, of myself and everything that's being revealed through it, how can there be anything greater than that in the moment? It's impossible. Then fear and doubt and resistance and rejection and denial fade away in the presence of this new purpose, this new wholeness, and this new healing that takes place immediately in us to the degree we're willing to do it.
Well, and that gets back to two things. One, that's the start, that's the entry point into eternal life. But you have to understand the purpose of this life. It's not about making my, I'll say, previous known self or my false self comfortable. It's about accepting the full aliveness of transformation that's available in every moment.
That's it. Would that this cup could pass from my lips, but not my will, but thy will be done. That, you know, that isn't something that we say when it's convenient. We understand that as a living act. So that even though my will is that I don't have this pain, my will is that my future doesn't look so bleak, my will is that everyone loves me instead of disrespects me, but if I'm receiving something else and I fight with it, the me that fights with it guarantees that I'll never know the freedom I've imagined. But if I can accept the revelation, which is basically that there's a part of me that insists it knows God's will better than God himself, then I can begin to die to that old self. It will be replaced with revelation and integration, and I can begin to become that which I've been made to be, which is an instrument of this light and the healing it brings in all levels.
It's powerful. But, you know, it's so ingrained in our automatic behaviors to live in fear and resist anything that we can imagine could cause us pain. And you're saying, you know, get away from that imagination. It is not your friend. I talk about Chicken Little. Who's your terrorist inside?
Yeah,
it's whatever you imagine.
Yes, it's not your friend. And one of the main things that the aspirant begins to discover is that fear and worry and anxiety and hatred, regret, anger, none of those negative states are actually yours at all.
Very true.
But we get captured. We become identified with them. Here's something else, listeners. We have a couple minutes. You cannot be captured by a negative state without first resisting a condition you blame the state on. You cannot be captured by a negative state without first resisting the condition you blame that negativity on. That means the principal responsibility in the moment is yours. No resistance, no rejection, no rejection, no dejection. Wake up, see yourself, be true to yourself. The rest will take place as it should.
And that you can be free now. Go ahead, Beth.
You can be awake now and realize that who you were is never a captive of anything.
We want to thank Guy Finley for being with us today. I really enjoyed listening to you, Guy. We could have you on every week if it was up to us. Everyone have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time. Aloha from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.